Honestly, besides the constant pressure to prove I'll be the best football wife ever, the only reason I keep coming to these awful things is because it gives me an excuse to drink in the early afternoon. I focus on the Colorado sun shining down on our rooftop patio table as I sip my oversized margarita, listening to the music as it switches between 70s pop and 90s hip-hop, until Courtney's shrill voice pulls my attention back to her.
"Is there anything else that needs to be discussed today?" Courtney asks.
After a quick glance around the table confirms there's nothing else to be said, the gavel slams into the table and glitter explodes off of it, covering the table, plates, and floor. Fantastic. Like the waitstaff needed more of a reason to hate us beyond the 10 separate checks, no dressing, no flavor orders, and the 3 women who sent their meals back because they spotted a carb. Whenever these meetings end, the switch flips from good deeds to Gossip Central.
"Can I have a chip?" Naomi says. "Salad is so stupid. Why don't you ever tell me not to order one?"
She draws my attention away from the brewing gossip storm as she reaches to my plate without waiting for an answer. Not that she needs one. She does this every week. And every week, she still orders a salad. Like the calories don't count if I'm the one who orders them. Hashtag who needs science. What if I was going to say no?
Were you?
She crunches into the chip in a manner so un-Lady Mustang-like, I'm surprised Courtney doesn't slam down the gavel again to reprimand her. No, you can have the rest. I'm done. Playing nice while Power Trip Barbie through her jabs stole my appetite. I love Naomi. She has never questioned the authenticity of my relationship because of my lack of a gaudy diamond decorating my left hand. She's the first to call me to get together when the guys are out of town. She also doesn't partake in the hype some of the other women do when it comes to the faux fame of being an athlete's wife. Don't mind Courtney. She's just pissed they're bringing in another quarterback, and Kevin's reign as leader supreme is coming to an end. Not surprising, considering how he played during preseason. She doesn't even finish the sentence before she's grabbing the untouched taco still on my plate.
"Wait, what? When did that happen?"
I ask.
"They announced it this morning. How do you not know these things? As a wide receiver, this affects Chris more than anyone else, except for Kevin."
Her eyes never meet mine, and if I didn't know better, I would have thought she was whispering sweet nothings to a taco. "The season started. Chris isn't around to tell me these things, and I don't have ESPN alerts sent to my phone like the rest of you freaks."
"Who'd they get?"
Instead of an answer, all I get is one flawless, manicured finger in my face, while another points toward her mouth as she chews what was left of my lunch. Rolling my eyes to the heavens, I try to gather patience while she takes an eternity to swallow and chase it down with her watery Diet Coke.
"Gavin Pope. He was the Bears quarterback," she says with a shrug. She's all nonchalant, while I, on the other hand, contemplate grabbing my chest and calling 911.
My heart is racing so fast, I'm afraid I'm seconds away from keeling over. The sunshine now feels like a heat lamp, and my straightened hair against the back of my neck starts to curl.
"Holy shit. Are you okay? You just turned white."
"Actually, I'm feeling a little queasy. I think I drank my margarita too fast." I'm well accustomed to explaining away my distress around the wicked wives, and sitting by Naomi, hearing the one name I work overtime to avoid, is no different. "I think I'm going to head out, rest a little before Chris gets home."
"Good. Go and feel better. Call me later if you need anything."
Naomi's watchful gaze follows my shaky movements as I put enough money on the table to cover my bill and offer a small apology for the glitter they'll no doubt be cleaning for the next 6 months.
"I will. Thank you."
I give Naomi a hug, shout a quick goodbye to our table, and get the hell out of Dodge. The problem with a rooftop patio is there's no quick escape.
How is this my life?
I know Lady Luck has never been too fond of me, but it's just cruel that out of all the quarterbacks and all the teams,
Gavin Pope ends up on the Mustangs.